Welcome to this bonus episode of the Olive Podcast. Each week we ask our favourite chefs, cooking writers and characters from the food scene to reveal their top three cooking cheats, hacks and shortcuts to help make your time in the kitchen truly effortless. I'm back with Cherry Tang and she's going to share with us her three favourite cooking cheats and tips. What have you got for us, Cherry?
Well, I've got three cheats here. So number one is blanch your vegetables. So this is what I normally do. When I do a stir fry, for example, I marinate the meat and then maybe I will have like, it's asparagus season, right? So asparagus and maybe carrot and then chicken, for example. I cut out the chicken and then I may not have time to do everything in one go. So I do that maybe in my lunchtime. I would also blanch the asparagus and carrots really quickly. And then I just let them sit on the side until maybe 15 minutes before dinner time. I put the rice on and then I just fry everything. I'll fry the chicken first and then I just chuck in the vegetables. Everything heats up to the same temperature and the chicken is cooked. That's it. It will only take you 5 minutes to prepare the dish. I know that this is like part of the prep work, but it really buys you time. Blanching the vegetable, don't let it simmer for more than a minute. It's more like 30 seconds, especially for like asparagus, really delicate. You want to taste the flavor of the asparagus. For broccoli, maybe a bit longer. But as soon as you start to boil, count 15, 30 seconds, take it out, that's it. Yeah, that's all you have to do.
Amazing. I love getting the head tips. And what about number two?
So number two is freeze your dumplings. I know that there are a lot of people try to make their own dumplings now, but it doesn't mean that you need to eat them straight away. What I normally do is I would make like 30 and then I would freeze or eat 10 and then I'll freeze 20. And then that's it. You just take it out from the freezer and then chuck it straight to the boiling water. You don't need to defrost them.
I didn't realize you can cook from frozen.
Yeah. You should always freeze it. And during lockdown, I just make like 30, 50 in one go. And then we work from home or my daughter at home. Then I just make 15, 20 each time. I just take them all out and just cook them. Mm. It will take around from frozen, maybe 7 to 8 minutes until they float. That's it. And drizzle with chili oil or just sesame oil and maybe just vinegar. That's your lunch.
Fantastic. Yeah. I love that. And would you use, do you ever buy dumplings, like buy in dumplings from
I do. Yeah, I actually do. It's not like everyone, there's nothing wrong with buying shop-bought stuff.
Because that's a good cheat, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So they are normally in the freezer section anyway. So it's the same thing. Yeah. Mm. My favorite filling is pork and chive.
Nice.
Yeah. That is good. You can fry them as well. You can also fry them from frozen.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. So that is a really super fast cheat. Yeah. And what about number three?
So I only discovered this maybe like a year ago. I kind of feel like I've been doing this all wrong these years. So always order a whole roast duck if you want to do a takeaway.
Okay.
Don't order like chop up, because by the time you chop it up and then you get home, it's kind of dry in between. It's not as good sometimes. And then it's room temperature. Sometimes you want to eat it hot, right? Buy a whole roast duck. First of all, it's better value. And then you can just put it in the oven at around 180 fan. Between 10 to 12 minutes, it will really crisp up the whole duck nicely.
Mm.
And then you just chop it up. And then the leftover, the carcass, you can make a really good broth out of it. Put in some celery, some maybe tomato even, whatever you want. And then you can use that. You can drink it. It may be a bit too oily. You may have to like take the oil out if you want to drink it. Or it can be a really good broth for noodles.
I love that as well. And you get more bang for your buck then as well,
exactly,
don't you?
Exactly.
Fantastic. Oh, those are brilliant tips. Thanks so much, Cherry. Thanks for sharing with us today.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for listening to the Olive Podcast. For recipes and more information, head to olivemagazine.com. And don't forget to subscribe at iTunes, Acast, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.